Second perk of Eitz, Mishnah Dalin, Veshamei Oimrim Mevim Shlomim Ve'ein Somchim Aleihem. Avaloi Oilas. And Yontif, he says one can bring a Shalmei Chagiga, which are the Shlomim that are, there's a chiv to bring them the covered Yontif, and Seichel Nefesh. But smicha means that before the shechita, the one who owns it would lean, put his weight on the animal, mizah halacha, that you're not allowed to climb, sit on, or put your weight on, lean on balei chayim, because maybe you're going to come to lead them and then take a break off a stick to guide them, to hit them. So lemaisa, this is something which is also drabbanan, and he said it's also to do for kabbanas also, even though very often we permit Issur Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash, but Tzarech HaAvodah, he felt this was not necessary enough to warrant a heter on the Issur Rabbanan of leaning on the Baal Chai, and therefore he said, you're not to smicha. They say, Laimim Levim Shlomim Va'oilois. They say, on Yontif also, you're allowed to bring not only the Shalmei Chagiga, but you're even allowed to bring Oilos Yochid, even though, not Oilos Yochid, the special oilas that one would bring for Aliyas Regal, oilas Re'iyah. In other words, to bring your gift offerings that you can't bring on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not nitches for Stam Kabbalah. It's only Kabbalahs that are specific for Shabbos or for Yontif. Here we're talking about Yontif, not Shabbos, sorry. So in Yontif itself also, it's only nitches for the special Kabbalahs of Yontif. They still hold that the oilas Re'iyah is a special Kabbalah for Yontif. It's permitted to be brought on Yontif also, not only on Chalamoyim. And also they hold that you're allowed to do smicha and the kabbalas you bring on Yontif, because there is a mitzvah to do smicha, and therefore they did not make the gzeira of shvus, and welcome this mitzvah, they permitted it.